Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hi, I want to welcome everybody to the Transformation Cafe. We are so excited. We're starting a new book in our book club. It's just one of those things that we're just so excited about. We're going to be talking about the Intimacy of Friends. Woo-hoo! So exciting. Our whole crowd here at the cafe is really excited about that. So, Amy, thanks for joining in on that. That was very fun.
Well, and the wave part was just really amazing. How everybody synced up and did the wave. That was amazing.
I know, wasn't that? You know, it's too bad. This is a podcast. It's way too hard in this podcast. So, Amy, I'd love for Amy. Amy's my co-host. Amy Frost is our co-host. I'd love for you to talk about how you got to know our author, which is Shasta Nelson. And again, our book is called Frintimacy. And Amy actually wanted to. She was real excited to go ahead and bring this into the Cafe Book Club. So I look for you to just how you got into it and what you hope the all of our listeners and us are going to be able to gain from it.
Well, it's interesting. A friend of mine, Katie, she and I started, so that's a crazy story. I met her emailing before I ever moved out to Vegas. And we physically met the very first day was the day after Thanksgiving in 2005. And we decided that we were going to start a National Association of Female Executives chapter here in Vegas. And that really started our friendship. Then I don't remember exactly how it happened, but she said she found she's a researcher. The girl is just, she knows everything about everything, or she's going to find it out. And she always knew that. I always say, you know, a lot of times when I do workshops or I'm working with somebody, one of the questions I love to ask them to kind of know, what is it that your legacy is? What is it that you want to leave as your mark? I'll ask them, what would you have on your tombstone? And for me, the answer has always been that she was a great friend. So I'd have to say that is the thing that I care about most in every environment I am. Was I a good friend? Can I be a better friend? So she'd brought up friendships don't just happen. That was Shasta's first book. And Shasta and I have been emailing and texting each other. We were supposed to meet a couple times. I think you actually met her and I haven't. And I really loved the idea of breaking friendship down to a scale. And as a matter of fact, I was published about that years ago. I have to share that with Andy, an article that I had written about friendship. And one of the things that we talked about, a good friend of mine, Rick, ended up, he and I did some work on that together. And what he said, I thought it was interesting. He said, you need to think about what if you had a friendship resume and what do you bring to a friendship? And I was like, wow, that's really interesting. And if you couldn't write a good friendship resume, that shows you the areas that you need to work. And so this next book of hers, Frintimacy, the subtitle is How to Deepen Friendships for Lifelong Health and Happiness. So I think a lot of research talks about, and you're probably going to talk a little bit about some stuff from Loma Linda, we'll feed off of that later, that how important friendships are not only for our sanity and for our fun, but also for our health. Just real quickly, so something that in doing my research, I do a lot of work in self-care, caring for the caregiver, self-care of leaders. And there was a study, in the classic, when you were in a stressful situation, it's like the tiger is coming to get you, you either fight or you take flight or you freeze. And UCLA did a study on women and what do they do when they're in stress. And not besides fight and flight and freezing, they also befriend. And how important befriending, creating friendships, was to their health. So I don't think it's, if you really start looking around, you start noticing how important that is. And I personally believe that friendship is a lost art. And I'm excited to be starting this Friendtimacy and helping people to how do I bring friendship into my life very consciously.
Well, yeah, I just think it's such an interesting thing. One thing that I've been interested in is, since I started reading the book a little bit, just to kind of get people kind of into what we're going to be talking about, there's a whole line, you know, a whole kind of side conversation that's happening because of what's been going on with technology. You know, we have these opportunities to be able to have, you know, more and more friends, but yet there's just more and more shallow because, you know, it's on Facebook or, you know, there's just not ways of being able to just truly just be in a place where we're face-to-face and being able to sit and just talk with one another. So I think this is going to be just a really great thing to be able to look at all these different things, and I'm really intrigued to see just with the aspects of technology and how that's going to go. There was a girl yesterday that winded up, she was on Facebook, and she apologized to anybody under four, you know, that was older than 40 years old about how the millennials are just in this different place about how they interact with people. And my daughter Katie winded up sharing it with me, and gosh, I just thought it was such a great thing that, you know, she was recognizing how, you know, a lot of it was about we just aren't getting connected. And I thought that was such a great thing for, you know, this person to you know, go on, you know, go on a Facebook and do a message with something like that. So I just thought it was really cool that that was something that was being able to be out there and share with people. So you know, one of the other things that's really great about just even getting into the introduction for Friendtimacy is another thing that Shasta talks about is just, you know, why is it important to have these relationships? And over time, Amy was talking about Loma Linda, it's so important to be able to look at the health issues of, you know, you have someone, you have a camaraderie with that person, you have somebody you can deeply share with, and it really helps you on a health level. Well, back way in when we had Dr. Ted Pena on for a couple episodes, and how he really got into the pillars of health, that he calls it, was looking at an article that was in a magazine that we'll go ahead and repost that. Ask Andy if you can go ahead and put that back up again, about the study that they did for all the different places all over the world where people just seem to be living longer. And one of them was really close to where we live here in California, which is Loma Linda. And it's with a Seventh-day Adventist that one of the things that they do is just a part of their practice and part of their culture is they're very community-oriented in the way that they just live their whole lives. And there's always someone there that they can have a camaraderie with, a support with, and they know that they're never alone. So I just think that's something that's really an important element to Friendtimacy that we can really kind of dive into that occasionally, depending on what's happening with the different kinds of aspects that we can be looking at. So when it comes to one thing I wanted to say, too, about friends is a couple episodes ago I had had the privilege of talking to Mark Nepo, and Mark and I were having a conversation, and I had shared with him about, you know, how we were going to be doing Friendtimacy, and he says, oh, that's so interesting. He said the origin and root of friend is safe harbor.
Mm.
And, boy,
that.
I really thought about that, about, boy, isn't that a really great way of looking at your friendships? It's a safe place for me. It's a safe harbor for me to be able to come and know that I have a place where I can, you know, dock my ship. Here we go.
Friendship.
Yeah. Friendship. Yeah. Friendship. Oh, I didn't even connect to that one. Okay,
there you go.
Yeah, safe harbor. You know, friendship, safe harbor. So anyway, I just want to kind of put that out there as well, too. So just going into, and Shasta has so many wonderful things if you go to Friendtimacy. And Friendtimacy is kind of spelled a little bit differently. It's FRIENTIMACY.com. And she's got her two books available to be able to look at that. And she's done just an exceptional job of being able to have places where people can really expand on the information. She's got a couple free gifts that you can go ahead and do. So if you sign up for the book, sign up for the gifts, you get a free workbook. It's like 55 pages. Amy and I both downloaded it to be able to look at it and just to be able to give yourself some time to process. And that's one thing that Shasta talks about, too, is, you know, normally when you go through a book, you just kind of answer a question and you go through it. Friendtimacy is really giving us an opportunity to take the time to really sit with things and being able to really, you know, ask yourself a question and be able to just, you know, explore that in a lot of different directions. There's going to be a lot of questions a lot of different perspectives that she gives along with the information. So it's not just a pat answer. It's like, how is that for you? How is that, you know, something that you can expand on? So I'd love for you to talk about that a little bit, Amy, about, you know, since you've been able to look at the workbook a little bit, your impressions about it.
Well, I really like how it's shaped out. It's 56 pages, so I have printed it, and I'm going to put it in a binder, and then I'll be taking notes on it and how I for you and finding your way. I really love the idea of book clubs and book circles. And what it does is it gives us something to chew on and work through together, and not just how screwed up are you or how screwed up am I, or just light-hearted, which is fun sometimes. You want to go out to a happy hour or whatever. But I think there's something really magical about a sacred circle of women that come together and really, you know, work together to find deepness within themselves and each other. So what I have done is printed it, and I put May 2016 on it, and I will be writing in it as I go. And so for me, I'll have a document. So if I want to maybe go through it another time, right, then I could start in another color with another date. So that's one way, especially this kind of work. I think it's something you're going to be looking at as things happen. Just some of the highlights of some of the things that are in the workbook. Yeah, she has the 5 types of friends, 20 fun sharing questions to help you to get to know your friends, a friendship evaluation, charting situations that trigger feelings of rejection, choosing my courageous truths, the voices in my head, and tracking relationship growth, frenemy chart, and also tracking, there's another chart for vulnerability. And so and she also talks about tracking your love growth, my expanded circle. So what she wants us to do, and Robin and I have already done that, is to take the test. So if you get your book, and then you go to frenemy.com, and you get the frenemy gift, which has the workbook, and it has the assessment. And Robin and I, the other night, we were in at the beach just having a girls' retreat, she and I, and kind of did it together, but and our numbers were very similar, but I did mine separately. And so she was long time. So my numbers are pretty high in the 80s for vulnerability. And I think for me, trusting women is an issue. I've learned a few times. And so I really want to take that level a little bit deeper and maybe try being vulnerable in new ways with the current women in my life and new women that will come forward. So I think that's kind of my intention, is to see how vulnerable I can be. And of course, we're the only ones that will know what vulnerability is to us. And I was looking at that and how can I do that and have the courage because the price of love, the price of friendship to me is the potential of grief and losing that, or having it shift, or losing them in the physical plane, or life changes and then they move on or things change. But for me, that risk, I'd rather have had that great relationship than have that loss and not have it at all.
Yeah, there's actually, if you go on YouTube, Shessa has a couple really great YouTube episodes that talk about frenemy and also getting into. She also has a 42-day friendship challenge that she does, where you can actually have her showing. She actually goes through the book and kind of gives you some different insights that aren't included in the book. So that's another way of being able to go through this program as well, you know, with the book to be looking at the different aspects of stuff. So she's done just a really exceptional job, like I said, of being able to have all this different stuff. So just on the 42-day, it's called the 42-day frenemy course, and expands on the content of the book. And in her inbox every week for 6 weeks, there'll be an email that she talks about. And I think it's really cool because each week she has Mondays are reflection, Tuesdays are practice, and Thursdays are blessings. And she says, what was really going to happen? And she says, you know, if you actually want to sign up for that, it takes about an hour and a half per week to go ahead and do everything to be working through the information. And she said, you'll actually get rewiring your brain for looking for opportunities to be developing greater fulfillment. So how great is that? You know, just like, well, it always says it takes about 30 days to change a habit. So 42, I'm sure that really helps to lock it in and have it be something that did the difference. So I think, you know, and like Amy was saying, you know, it's great to have it a virtual club because you can really just invite all your friends from just all over the world to be doing this at the same time and getting conversations going on. Yeah. So we really want to encourage people to be going to the transformation-cafe.com. And after this episode, go ahead and be leaving comments and suggestions and, you know, just different insights that you're getting. We really appreciate all the feedback that we get because it really helps us to develop, you know, the kind of information that we're putting out and how people are being able to, you know, what kind of benefits are they really getting from this. So I think that's going to be just the really great ahas. Yeah, going back to the survey that Amy and I took, that was kind of fun when we were on our retreat. We both was like, I had it on my phone and I was going through it and I would read it and then her and I would kind of talk about it. So I thought that was kind of an interesting way of being able to go through the survey. So, you know, another way that you can do it with maybe a close friend and see how you're the same and how you're a little bit different. So Amy and I were pretty much about the same on most things. So I think that was kind of funny. You know, we'd kind of challenge each other a little bit on the question. So that was kind of fun, to be able to challenge each other. So,
well, and I think we like work together on the show.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be really interesting.
To have different opinions and be able to voice them and not make anybody wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But even if I don't agree with you, it doesn't mean I have to make you wrong. And we can both grow in the situation.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things, the first two chapters of the book that we're going to be talking about is intimacy gaps and how to cure them.
Yep.
So this next show that we're going to be talking about is really getting into that. But right in the first chapter, Shester automatically, you know, I think the one thing that's so important with this book is, and just as with so many other things when it comes to personal growth, is starting with yourself and being able to have that expand out. So really looking at, you know, how am I a friend to myself? How am I being able to nurture the things within myself that I can do? And right off the bat, like I said, in chapter one, she starts talking about being alone and lonely and being alone and how sometimes, you know, do you make that okay to be alone or are you denying the fact that you are alone and just kind of, you know, smooth that over instead of having being something that really could be potentially being something that, you know, that it's limiting you and being able to be friends with another person or yourself in the way you do having being alone. So I think that was just kind of an interesting way of being able to automatically put that into stuff like that. So, and you want to talk about some of the different research and stuff that you were sharing with me before?
Well, I think what I've talked about the UCLA study, and I think, you know, for right now, what makes sense to me is kind of walk through and we're going to tell you what we're going to do in terms of our process, and we'll break it down into chapters, and it'll end up being six different sessions, but we'll certainly have an open space for you to come in and talk about what you read. We'll be playing with it ourselves. But in each of the areas, we'll make sure and bring in things, you know, to add to it, too. So we can all grow in many different ways. So I want you all to be thinking about is you're and Robin and I are going to be experiencing the book and the work as we go. So that is the challenge to do it with you and together. So kind of, Robin, I want to kind of break it down. Tonight we're just kind of getting things started. We want to recommend that you get your book or get a download, then go ahead and get the Frentimacy, you know, gift, which is the quiz and the workbook, and get yourself prepared to do it. And then we're going to do part one, the intimacy gap, to see where is that issue for you? And, you know, being willing to committing to closing that gap, if you're willing to. And so that'll be part one is chapters one and two, and taking the test and getting yourself ready. And then next one will be starting on the Frentimacy Triangle, and we'll be doing chapters 3 through 5. And then the next week we'll be doing 5 and 6. Then number 4 will be 4 through 10, and then 5 will be 11 through 13. And then at the end, our next, our last session will be kind of what did we talk about, tying things together, what is your next steps going to be, and then taking that retest and say, how has things changed, and how are you going to continue that work as you're going forward? So I think that's pretty exciting. So what we'll be doing next week, then, we'll be talking about chapters 1 and 2. Is that what you're feeling, Robin?
Yeah, we're going to be talking about, like I said, the intimacy gap, and we're also going to talk about those different dynamics that they had about, you know, the different kinds of friendships, which I think is really, really interesting, the 5 types of friendships. Shesta does a really good job of breaking that down to where you really understand it, and she even asks you in the workbook to go identify people that are those kind of friends for you, you know, just to kind of give you a preview, you know, you have a contact friend, a common friend, a confirmed friend, a community friend, and a committed friend. So I'm just looking at all those different definitions of who people are and actually being able to pull different relationships out of your life and being able to identify those people. Or, you know, you may not have anybody, depending on where you are with that, and is that something you want to be bringing into your life. So it's really helping to just kind of give you a richer and deeper experience with just different kinds of friendship and different kinds of connections with people. So I think that's going to be a really neat thing that we can go ahead and be bringing into the conversation. And the cool thing about the intimacy gap is, you know, chapter 1 we'll be talking about, okay, what it is, but chapter 2 is how to be able to move past that, to be able to cure it or, you know, heal it, or being able to understand it in a place where you can move past that in a relationship and being able to have it get deeper. So those are a couple different things that's going to be happening next week. So excited for people to be reviewing the workbook and getting the book. And like I said, you know, don't wait till the next show to be able to start making comments. If you've got some things that kind of come up for you while we're getting into all this, it'd be great to see what people are talking about. So we can have that a part of the next, you know, the next episode that we do. So we really want to encourage people to go ahead and do that. So, but, you know, I really want to go back to that research and stuff that Amy had found. I think it was really, really interesting, you know, given what we're talking about when it comes into friendship, how important friendships really can be.
Yes, and so I think we're going to be taking that into our own lives. How do we really define friendship? And I really, it's going to be interesting to look at the 5 because I have not read chapters 1 and 2 yet. I certainly read the last book, so I suspect I know what's going to come forward. And something that I found, Robin, that I want to share at some point when we're ready is a friendship blessing from John O'Donohue from the book Anacara. And Anacara means soul friend. So I have a blessing from that book that I'd like to share whenever you feel like you're ready for that.
Well, let's do it.
All right.
It could be starting the whole tone of the whole show, this whole study. I think that'd be great.
All right, so let's take a nice deep breath. And as we're breathing in, we're going to be breathing in, what is friendship for us, and what is it that we want to accomplish? And as we're breathing out, we're breathing anything that doesn't serve that. It's kind of like Michelangelo. He's like, he said, I didn't create sculptures. I released everything that wasn't that, and what was left, beautiful gift inside. And so that's what I want for us, is to release anything that isn't that friend that we want to be. Because like what you said was very profound, Robin. If you're not a really good friend with yourself first, you're not going to be a really good friend with anybody else. So that's a large part of what our work will be. So the friendship blessing. May you be blessed with good friends. May you learn to be a good friend to yourself. May you be able to journey to that place in your soul where there is great love, warmth, feeling, and forgiveness. May this change you. May it transfigure that which is negative, distant, or cold in you. May you be brought in to the real passion, kinship, and affinity of belonging. May you treasure your friends. May you be good to them, and may you be there for them. May they bring you all the blessings, challenges, truth, and light that you need for your journey. May you never feel isolated. May you always be in the gentle nest of belonging with your Anacara, your soul friend.
That's so nice. I think we should read it every episode. How about that? No.
Yeah, I know about that, but you know, we're going to have Andy post.
No,
that
I just
for us,
yeah, because it's, you know, well, it's that reminding ourselves what, you know, what friendship, you know, can be. And I love how it included,
yeah,
you know, me be
a
wonderful friend to yourself. I think that's great.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And for me,
I think that was great.
I mean, I think there are a lot of people who think they're my friend, but they're not really. You know, for me, a friendship is a committed relationship, and that my friendships are more important to me than my work. I will find a way to get the work done, but the friendships are the number one priority for me. And I put my time, money, and energy where that belief is. And I don't know many people who are willing to do that. And you know, we love it to be the beginning. You talked about this quote before. It's right before the introduction. Did you want to read it?
No,
by Frank Anders.
I don't have it in front of me. Yeah, I don't have it in front of me.
Okay. All right. So it seems that there are no friends. So if you're looking for that perfect person, if you're looking for that perfect relationship, that isn't going to be it. You know, you need to say, I am going to stop and I am going to be a good friend. And I think the challenge is, for me, that the standards that I have, not very many people can hold up to that. And that's okay. So it's okay for me to have a handful of friends that I will drop anything for. A good friend of mine needs help moving tomorrow. Well, yeah, I was going to go to a lunch meeting and whatever. And so I just called and said, I need to change it. I need to be there for my friend. So that, you put your time, money, and energy where your beliefs are. And so for
Amy,
me, that's what I'm going to do.
Can you read that one more time? Because for me, the sound went out for me. And I want to make sure that it gets put on the show.
Which, the blessing?
This last quote that you read, yeah.
Oh, the last.
For whatever reason, it kind of went out, yeah.
Okay, so Frank Andrews says, it seems impossible to love people who hurt, yet there are no other kinds of people. Frank Andrews.
See, for me, when I read that, I was thinking of a friend of mine that we went through a difficult time of what even allowing the friendship to go deeper. And I think part of the reason it was difficult is because we both knew that it could go deeper. And so we had to kind of ride that out and really nurture each other through that. And once we got to the other side, it's a very good friendship. But it was, for a while,
yeah,
we had a little bit
like
of uncomfortableness about it.
Well, and I think for me, the best relationships I have, where there's been tremendous conflict in. And we got through it together. There's a certain level of confidence for me when crap happens, and you get through it and you don't do it in a way that you destroy each other in the process. You find out, I'm always going, and I can cite you many cases, I'm not going to, but I can cite you many cases where some really tough things happened. And I can think of several people in my life where our commitment to each other was so strong that we got through it without damaging each other. And though there were some things that had to happen that weren't a lot of fun, but we were able to do that because the friendship was the top priority.
Yeah, I think that's the tempering of friendship, is to, you know that we can go through a fire together and that we're still going to be supporting each other on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what the deepening of intimacy and friendship really, I think, is all about. You know, not that, you know, you have to have calamities for people to, you know, have good friendship, but that's something that, you know, it's that maturity because you've seen how each other are, you know, kind of when after the honeymoon phase is over when it comes to being friends. And, you know, who are we now and how can we be there for each other? Yeah, that's true of any kind of relationship. Well, it's about relationships, so.
Yep, exactly.
Being that
our friendship.
Our friendship. That's right. That's safe harbor.
That ship coming in or ship going out?
Well, thank you, my sister and my co-host, for being a friend of mine and just coming along for this beautiful journey to see where we'll be on the other side. So I want to thank everybody for joining us. And as always, we really love for any of your comments, again, at Transformation Desk Cafe. And you can go there to actually go and buy the book, too. We've got a nice convenient link. Thanks to Mr. Andrew. So we want to make sure that everybody's got that available too. So we will see you next time for Chapter 1 and 2 of Friends of Missy. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for joining us.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.